Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Thank you for listening and for making Tee to Green a part of your Memorial Day holiday weekend. It is time to talk golf. Jay Ritchie, alongside Jerry Butenhoff from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, the home of Tee to Green. We're excited to be here and excited about today's show. Here at Tee to Green, we try to keep our fingers on the pulse of the game. Like to talk about the latest trends and news, and that's what today's show is all about. The golf industry showing signs of recovery. We talked about this on the show last week, and we will continue our discussion on that today with the president and the CEO of the National Golf Foundation. Dr. Joe Beditz makes a return visit to Tee to Green today. We'll look at some of those signs of recovery and look at the health of the game in general with Dr. Joe. Also, some 8 days ago, golf has a new Mr. 55. Well, no, it's not Sammy Hagar. He drives 55. Our guest today drove, putt, and chipped his way to a round of 55 at a golf course in Edmond, Oklahoma. And joining us on Tee to Green today to talk about that round, which will probably go into the Guinness Book of Records as the lowest round of golf, 16 under par, ever officially recorded, Rian Gibson. The new Mr. 55 will be here today on Tee to Green to tell us about his historic round of golf. That and more headed your way today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
We are the show by golfers. For golfers, check out our website too. It's teetogreenradio.com. And while there, head to Facebook and check us out on Facebook in addition. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff teeing it up with Rian Gibson as we continue. We're live on American Forces Radio, XM and Sirius Satellite Radio, and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned. turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
When you go to the game, do you need an oxygen tank for your nosebleed seats? There has to be a better way. Visit scorebig.com and save up to 60% on great seats to baseball, NBA, NFL, concerts, and more. That's right, great seats for your favorite teams and shows, all at a price that is right for you. Every ticket on scorebig.com is below box office price, and you'll never pay any fees. Guaranteed. Get VIP seats at nosebleed prices at scorebig.com. Plus, enter promo code USA and save at least 30%. Scorebig.com.
America's longest-running network radio golf show, you found it, Tee to Green. Brought to you in part by At Your Service. For all your repair and remodeling needs, it's At Your Service. There's no job too small or too big. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717 or email him at yourservice@hotmail.com. At Your Service, more than a handyman. Thanks for joining us on this Memorial Day holiday weekend. Jay Ritchie along with Jerry Butenhoff. And I hope your weekend plans include getting out and hitting that little white ball around.
You've shot 55 for nine holes
I've
once or twice, haven't you?
I've shot 55 many times in my life
I've done that. I've done that a couple of times. Been quite a while, thank goodness, but yeah, I have.
Our first guest on the show today is standing by at the Will Rogers Airport in Oklahoma City, where he's about a half an hour away from catching a flight. A week ago yesterday, shot around for the ages. Maybe you heard about Rian Gibson at the River Oaks Golf Course in Edmond, Oklahoma. Par 71 course, 12 birdies, 2 eagles, and 4 pars in his round. 16 under par. No one's ever done that in a regular official round of golf before. And he is with us today on Tee to Green. Rian, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
You're not going to miss your flight, are you?
I'll be cutting it pretty tight, but I'll hang on for as long as I can.
Okay. So this round of golf, 55, you shot 12 birdies, 2 eagles, 4 pars. You started out with a par on the first hole and then went eagle, birdie, eagle. At that point, did you kind of have a feeling maybe something special was going to happen that day?
A little bit. It was more the point when I made the putt on 18, which was our 10th hole of the day. Oh, 9th hole of the day, sorry. Where I turned in 26, 10 under. That's why I knew this is pretty crazy.
Did you were you kind of keeping score all along, or did you know what kind of round you had going?
I don't really keep track of how many under par I am or over par I am. Saying one round of golf, I'm just trying to play hole by hole. And obviously, I knew I'd been making a lot of birdies and a couple of eagles, so I kind of knew where I stood. But as far as an end number or in my head, no, I wasn't really thinking about it.
Rian Gibson, as you could probably tell, an Australian, 26 years old, plays on the Golf Week National Pro Tour, one of the mini tours out there. Had you ever even approached a round of golf like that? Have you gotten near 60 or low 60s before?
Yeah, I've shot in 60 twice. One time was at my home course in Australia. I had a putt for 59 and I lipped it out, which was a little disappointing. This was probably 4 years ago. And then the weekend before at River Oaks, I shot a 60 the Saturday previous to the Saturday I shot 55.
Rian, I'm guessing that the conditions were a little bit calm. Did we not have the well-known Oklahoma wind blowing that day?
Definitely not. I mean, it would have been blowing 5 or 10 at the most out of the north. So it wasn't the traditional howling wind out of the south that can blow up to 30 or 40, that's for sure.
River Oaks Golf Course in Edmond, Oklahoma. That's a suburb of Oklahoma City. Par 71 from the tips, 6,647 yards. Was that where you played it from on Saturday?
Yeah, we always play the tips when we play out there for sure.
Yep. 26 on the, you started on the back nine, so on the back nine you shot 26, 10 under par. Made the turn at 10, only at 10 under par. On the front nine, which was par 35, you shot 29. Were you feeling, what were you feeling on that second nine?
Well, I got the number one tee, and it's somewhat of an intimidating tee shot. So I was a little bit nervous because we had to wait for a group on the tee box. So I made a good par there and a good par on two, and I knew I had some birdie holes coming in, and some holes that I normally play really well out there. So I just kind of had some good thoughts going through my head and told myself, let's just give myself a chance or a birdie look at every hole. And that's what I kind of did, and the putts went in.
And you know the course. You played it a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, that's where that was one of my home courses for my college team at Oklahoma Christian. So I still play out there quite a bit.
Rian, you parred the par 5-6. Did you feel like you gave one away there?
Oh, I definitely did. That was probably, if you could ever say you had a bad break shooting a 55, that would probably be the hole. I hit a really good tee shot and had about 220 in. I had 4-iron, and I actually had a mud ball because it had rained all day the day prior, and we weren't even going to play, actually. I actually had to send a text message to see if we were still playing. But I had a mud ball in this ball, hit a 4-iron, it just went straight right, and it looked like it may have gone out of bounds. And luckily I got up there and it was still in and made a good 5, but definitely felt like I gave one back.
You had a couple of playing partners that day. What was their reaction, and what were they doing and thinking during the round?
They started off kind of talking to me and just like a normal round, and then after a while, things just kind of got quiet. I think they had a feeling that they didn't want to jinx what was happening, to be honest. And I think I heard more cell phone text messages and Twitter messages going on than what I heard out of them, because they were updating a bunch of our friends and on Twitter and stuff, they're updating how I was playing hole by hole. So after a while, they just kind of got quiet.
How did they shoot?
Ryan shot a 69, 2-under, and I believe Eric shot 74.
Yeah, I saw the scorecard. So isn't it amazing how during a round like that, the word is getting out and spreading?
No doubt. After I hit my approach to number 9 at 18th hole, there was probably a group of 20 or 30 people of club members or people playing that had kind of gathered around who had kind of heard through the grapevine what was happening. So I had a little mock gallery there for my last putt.
Well, if people are wondering how much pressure you felt, you did birdie the last three holes. So I think that kind of answers that question. So, I imagine you said you shot 60 a couple of times previous to that. Being in that position at times probably helped you a lot on Saturday, didn't it?
Yeah, I would think so. And I've told this to other people. The nice thing was that I turned in 10 under, and obviously if not many people can do that or have done that. So I really just told myself I only need a couple more birdies to get in the 50s. So that was kind of the pressure was almost off, to be honest. Just knew I only needed really two more and I'd shoot 59. So that was a nice feeling to have. I wish I could have it more.
When you turn it 10 under, you, even if you par out, you're shooting 61, which isn't
correct,
too shabby.
Right.
Are you familiar with Homero Blancas?
I've kind of heard of him. Ryan kind of told me about him. I guess he's the other guy that shot 55 on a par 70.
Yeah, back in the 1960s.
Right.
Only 5,000
yards,
though.
That's really all I know about him.
Yeah, only 5,000 yards, though. So where are you heading this weekend?
I am about to board a plane to Scottsdale. We have a tournament starting Wednesday at Greyhawk.
Is that on the Golf Week National Pro Tour?
It is, correct, yes.
How you doing on that tour?
I think I'm sitting like 14th on the money list after 7 events, I believe. So I'm doing pretty good.
Have you heard from a lot of your colleagues, your fellow golfers on the tour?
Definitely. I've had the last 2 weeks we've had tournaments, and so the word got around pretty quick, and I've had a lot of people come up to me and talk to me about it, and and express a lot of kind words towards it. So that was really nice.
And have you heard from the Guinness Book of Records yet?
Well, to be honest, I left the day after, so I haven't personally. I don't think Ryan has either, so we're not really sure at this point what I have to do to get that clarified, to get in the Guinness Book. But that's something definitely that will be a top priority once I get back from this event.
So what do you do for an encore? Shoot 54?
Let's hope so.
That's pretty amazing. 55, yeah. 12 birdies, 2 eagles, 4 pars. He played the back nine first, shot a 26, 10 under on the front nine, which he played second, 29 on a par 35, 9 there, and finishes the day at 55 at River Oaks Golf Course in Edmond, Oklahoma. Put the golf course on the map and put himself on the map too. Rian, I know you've been crazy this week, and I know you're scrambling to catch that flight, so we'll let you go. But thanks for taking the time to be with us to tell your story on Tee to Green.
No worries. Thanks a lot, Jay and Jerry. I appreciate it.
Are you forever going to be Mr. 55 now?
Well, everyone wants me to either get a tattoo or change my Twitter name or something. So I guess until someone can beat it or match it, I guess I can be called Mr. 55.
And on your license plate too, I guess.
that'd be pretty cool.
All right. Hey, travel safe and good luck the rest of the way.
All right. Appreciate you having me on.
Rian Gibson, Mr. 55 on Tee to Green.
I can't even dream about doing something like that.
Look at his scorecard. It's just amazing. You can Google it and go online and do
that. I'm looking for my first 75.
This is Tee to Green.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor, Mark Kelbel, and today I want to talk to you about some misconceptions of the full swing. The first being that the head stays still. The head does not stay still in a full swing. Sometimes it moves back, but it certainly moves up and forward on the follow-through. If you do keep your head still, it's hard to get a full turn, and it's hard to follow through properly. The head will move. Secondly, the head is not the center of the golf swing. Normally, that is your chest area or buttons, as we do on the range. We watch buttons. Remember where that stake is driven, through the middle of your back into the ground. There's two fulcrums on a swing, your right knee and your left knee, and you basically turn around the middle of your body. Third is that your left arm has to stay straight. It indeed does not. You can bend that a little bit. It's more important to get the arm bent in a little bigger turn than it is to keep it straight.
For more on hitting the ball better off the tee or off the fairway, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
The show by golfers for golfers. This is Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. This portion of Tee to Green brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's a century, 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Come in for your free personal planning guide, 501 North Cascade in Colorado Springs. If you're out of the area, call 719-471-9900. Doing some major renovation at Swan Law, over $1 million worth of remodeling, and they are still open for business. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, just sitting here doing the radio show this morning. And
watching John Elway walk through.
And watching John Elway walk through the lobby of the Broadmoor. He's headed to the golf course, yeah.
A lot of people in Colorado thanking him for bringing in a pretty decent quarterback for the Broncos
and
this
and
year.
And no, number 18 was not with him.
No, he wasn't. Yeah. No, he wasn't.
I think Manning's probably at the Indy, I would guess.
I don't know. Yeah, could be. I don't know. They had a little mini camp this week. I don't know if that's just a 3-day thing that's over now, or those early season things are kind of short or whatever by NFL procedures or what have you. But Manning getting pretty good reviews from the receivers and everybody else that's been watching him this week. So
if he's anywhere near the Peyton Manning that we've seen the last, 15 years or so at Indianapolis, look out for the Broncos.
Well, and like I said, a Peyton Manning that can't even turn his neck is still better than 25 other starting quarterbacks out in the NFL.
So. Yeah, good point. We were talking to Rian Gibson, who shot the 55 and joined a pretty exclusive club. There's only two guys in the whole world that can claim that. The other is, we mentioned it a little bit during the interview with him, Homero Blancos, who shot that at a golf course in Texas back in the 1960s. The course he shot the 55 on then was a par 70, and it was only 5,000 yards. So a lot of people have kind of poo-pooed that achievement through the years. Homero Blancos, by the way, still alive and still teaching golf.
Yeah. You still got to get it close, though, to make that many putts and shoot that kind of score. So pretty good iron play, obviously, by both of those guys to put up those kind of numbers and everything.
The course Homero Blancos shot the 55 on is no longer in existence, a little bit different than River Oaks Golf Course in Edmond, Oklahoma, which plays over 6,600 yards and is a par 71. So 16 under par, nobody's ever been 16. Homero was 15 under since his course was a par 70. This one by Rian Gibson, a par 71, 16 under par.
You know, he parred the first hole and then went 10 under through his next eight holes. That's almost gross.
I know.
Isn't
you look at the scorecard, it's just ridiculous. How do you do that? Wow.
Man, unbelievable. Yeah. So what else is happening? He had the one par five that he parred. He only had three fours on his card for the whole day.
Yeah. One par three he parred and three par fours. So
you almost have to dislike somebody like that in a strange way.
that's just crazy.
Interesting news out of Europe this week. Of course, beginning next year, the Avion Masters and the LPGA Tour is going to be designated a major, so there will be five majors
on
the women's side, two in Europe, including the Women's British Open. Looks like the European men want to stick their nose in there, too, and make the same thing happen. They're playing the European PGA Championship this week. It's called the BMW PGA at Virginia Water, England. And there's been some talk bandied about the last couple weeks about making that a major and combining the two tours a little bit more for that particular event. There again, you know, they may be up for moving the date around a little bit, but some talk about from the European side that, hey, we got a European PGA Championship with all the good European players that have populated both tours now. Make that a major also. I don't know. It certainly will take some time if it ever gets done. It's not going to be next year or maybe the year after, but there is some talk about that.
Well, you know, and you can talk about that and you can propose it. I think if it were to happen or if the talks would get real serious, some people down at Sawgrass would have a conniption because it's been unofficially the fifth major, the Players' Championship, which just recently concluded, has been kind of unofficially the fifth men's major for years. So I think they'd be saying to the BMW folks, get in line behind us.
You know, I guess there's various points to take on this, but when you're talking about majors and you're talking about a Grand Slam, that's four events, four runs on a Grand Slam, four Grand Slam golf tournaments, four Grand Slam tennis tournaments. Just the fact that they've made, you know, the Avion a major in the women's tour, and I'm not even sure I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah. Well, and
in fact, I'm not comfortable with that.
I kind of buy into that argument a little bit. You just don't say you're a major. You kind of have to grow into or become a major through a number of years, through tradition, like the green jacket at the Masters, and et cetera, et cetera. So I have a little bit of problem with them looking at some of these tournaments. I know the women have done it, but sometimes they've been forced to do it because some of their majors have literally gone away.
Yeah, they some of their majors have, you know, changed. You know, the old Du Maurier in Canada was one of the majors in the women's tour, and then that one, the tournament did go away.
Title holders was back in the 50s and 60s
so
a major.
Now they added the Women's British Open to make the to complete that set on the women's side, but. Interesting. Also, out of that same tournament at the Wentworth Country Club there, Ernie Els designed this, and he criticized the people that set up the course and everything.
He did.
For the greens being in the condition that they're at, they've had a little bit some weather issues, and so Ernie not real happy with the condition of the course there. Here's what doesn't make this a major. If you've got the course designer criticizing the people with the course set up.
Excellent point. Excellent
maybe
point.
It doesn't. Maybe it's not quite ready to be designated a major yet.
Speaking of getting critical, I guess Brandel Chamblee, a little critical the way some of the current players on the PGA Tour deal with the media.
Yeah, he is. He had an excellent commentary in the golf section of Sports Illustrated a couple weeks ago where he talked about some of the players, you know, and we hear that, you know, in some of the cuts that we play from players at the end of our show sometimes, you know, very vanilla and everything, and that's fine. You know, you're kind of just talking about your round and what you did that day. But he says there's a lot of more personality to some of these golfers than they even allow to come out. And you know, he says, you know, they're missing a chance to tell their own story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're only giving the TV and the print people, you know, so much information. You know, some of it may have to do with the fact that there just aren't a lot of national golf writers anymore. You know, there's just a handful of them left, Doug Ferguson with the AP and that sort of thing. But if you get a chance to go into either golf.com or Sports Illustrated, see if you can look up that Brandel Chamblee commentary called Press Pass. One guy he did mention was Kevin Na, who mentioned, admitted to a little self-loathing, he called it, for his inability to kind of pull the trigger during the Players that week when he was in contention there. But.
Yeah, and he said a lot of people look at the media, a lot of players look at the media as the enemy,
yeah.
And they shouldn't do that.
Nope.
He says, look at Phil Mickelson, how he handles
it. And he mentioned about a half a dozen players that are there that are very good at that. Three of those were foreigners, by the way. So.
Up next, from the National Golf Foundation, Joe Bettitz joins us on Tee to Green.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%.
Call Quicken Loans today at 888-450-0031. That's 888-450-0031. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Did you know 40% of sports and concert tickets go unsold each year? Even when a top-tier game seems sold out, thousands of tickets are given away to fill seats. ScoreBig.com gets you access to these tickets, even the front row. Tickets on ScoreBig.com are 10 to 60% below box office price, and there are never any fees. A better way to buy sports, concert, and theater tickets. Plus, enter promo code USA and save at least 30%. ScoreBig.com.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about a flop shot, handy shot to have around the green, generally to a guarded pin over a bunker or some other natural barrier that demands a high ball flight on a approach shot. One thing you want to do is make sure that your lie is going to enable you to get the club underneath the ball. If it does not, if you've got a tight lie or it's in long grass, scrap the flop shot. Secondly, if you've decided that your lie is beneficial and will enable you to hit the shot necessary, I want you to play this thing slightly forward in your stance, a little bit like a bunker shot off your left instep. This will help enable you to hit the ball a little higher. On your way back, you need to cock your wrist quick. Lift your hands quickly to waist high, and then finish with some pace. This does not mean throw hands in there, but it does mean that you must be aggressive through the shot in order for the ball to ride up the grooves and fly high the way you'd like a flop shot to react.
For more on the flop shot, more on taking strokes off of your game, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional. It's destination listening for dedicated golfers you found at Tee to Green, Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Memorial Day weekend, summertime is here. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenhoff, and our next guest paying us a return visit, Dr. Joe Bettitz from the National Golf Foundation, president and CEO. Busy guy. We had Rian Gibson on from the Will Rogers Airport in Oklahoma City a few minutes ago. And Joe, fortunately for him, this week is not at an airport. But he's been traveling a lot. We finally got him on Tee to Green with a return visit to talk about the golf industry showing signs of recovery. Dr. Joe, welcome back to Tee to Green. How are you doing today?
Terrific. Good morning, fellas. How are things out in the Rockies?
Good. Good weather. I think the wind died down. John Elway just walked through the lobby here at the Broadmoor. He's going to tee it up and play some golf here at the Broadmoor. And I guess life is pretty good.
Beautiful.
Can't beat that. And life seems to be getting better for the golf industry. Before we get to any particulars, Joe, for listeners who may not have caught you the first time around on Tee to Green, the National Golf Foundation, tell us a little bit about what you guys do and what your mission is.
Well, Jay, the National Golf Foundation is a golf business association that was formed just about 76 years ago. And it represents all of the golf-related businesses, from golf courses to manufacturers and folks who build and operate golf courses, the media companies, et cetera. And our job is essentially to keep everyone who makes a living in golf informed of the trends, the research, the statistics that are affecting their businesses or could affect their businesses. So we're kind of the bean counters for the golf industry.
I know when you were on with us back last October, the picture, the trends were not all positive, but you did see some reason to be optimistic for this year. Are we continuing to see that?
Yeah, it's been a good year so far. You know, golfers are out playing more golf. Of course, it would be hard not to, given the just awful year we had last year with regard to weather. And so rounds played so far this year in the first few months are up 22%. We're up 5 months in a row year over year. So we're seeing some recovery in golfing activity, and that's a good thing. We hope it continues through the summer months when most of the rounds of golf in the country are played.
Mm-hmm. Weather, as you mentioned, the big reason. But what are some of the other factors there?
Well, we've been tracking for several years the effect of the recession on golfer spending. Some people think that golfers are a very affluent lot, you know, that all golfers are very affluent and they're not affected by economic pressures. Well, much of the research that we do shows nothing could be further from the truth. The demand for golf is affected by everyone's wallets and pocketbooks and just as much as anything else. So as golfers have seen their net worths go down, their home values, their 401ks, et cetera, they have pulled in their horns and have slowed down their spending. So one of the things we do is measure golf consumer confidence, and we have seen it drop through the recession. It's stabilized. And fortunately now, over the last few quarters, it's starting to improve. And we can see that golfers are telling us, many fewer golfers are now telling us that they're playing less rounds because of the economy. So as this slow recovery continues, we think that the golf industry will recover as well. And, you know, they'll be out there playing golf. And I think you and I and all the listeners know that golfers will not be denied their new golf equipment forever.
Amen.
Joe, I was just going to ask you that. Do the numbers as far as the rounds played, do those correspond with, you know, with golf equipment purchases? Do they tie in real closely with each other?
Interesting question. In the past, for example, I'll take two categories of equipment. We'll take what we call hard goods, not just because they're hard, but I'm going to talk about golf clubs, drivers, irons, etc. Correlated not terrifically, but ball sales correlated very well. Now, interestingly enough, over the last several years, if rounds played have dropped because of these economic pressures, ball sales have dropped even further. Hmm. And they've lost that tight connection, the up and down trend lines kind of separated, and ball sales dropped even further. And what we found out by digging into this a little bit more was that golfers were doing several things. Number one, they were using up more of their own personal inventory that they might have had laying around the house, and they were buying a lot more used golf balls, reconditioned golf balls. And it might have been rounds of golf were slower too because they were in the woods hunting for golf balls a little bit more. But now we see it starting to come back in a more historical pattern, and as rounds are increasing, ball sales are starting to creep back up. Now, with regard to equipment, certainly we saw the iron category get beat up a little bit because it's such a major investment, and it's kind of hard to talk your wife into that when the dryer's broken. But new equipment and new trends, in other words, things like, you know, the latest technology always inspire, you know, enough golfers that they'll figure out a way one way or the other to get that new piece of equipment, or they'll wait, you know, and pick it up, you know, 6 months or a year later, you know, when it becomes more into their price point, when they can it makes it more a little more affordable for them.
Yeah, that's a really good point about picking up equipment later in the year. And I guess what we've seen over the last few years were some golfers hanging on to their clubs longer than they probably would have before.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of our measures of consumer confidence in saying, are you delaying equipment purchases, your economic, you know, situation? I am delaying equipment purchases. Well, 37% of golfers in the fourth quarter of last year, think about that, that's a little better than one out of three, mm-hmm. said that they were delaying equipment purchases. So that has to, you know, that clearly affects the number of units that are being sold through our pro shops and our golf specialty stores.
You also sent me some information about golfers and their commitment level, from being a golf nut to being hooked, to golfers who say golf is okay but they don't really play that much. Have some of those numbers shifted dramatically through the years?
You know, Jay, I sent you that because it's a very new piece of research that we just did, and we presented at our annual golf business symposium we have every year, and we did it in Chicago this year last month. And this was some very new research. The first time we've ever looked at golfers in terms of commitment, we always look at them in terms of rounds played. We say, oh, what percentage play less than 8 rounds and what percentage play more? And we kind of split the golfing population in the golf world in that way. Mm-hmm. But we decided that may not be an accurate reflection of really how much golfers are just committed to playing the game. So we came up with a new study, and we asked golfers to classify themselves into one of five categories. And like you said, it was we asked them the category from the knots to the nuts. And the knots, you know, they play once or twice, but usually at the urging of other people. They play once or twice a year or even less. And then it works its way up all the way to the hooks, who just can't get enough no matter what. And it was very encouraging to see that, 80% you know, or 20 million people are really pretty strongly committed to the game, and some of them just aren't able to play very much right now, maybe because of the kids or the job or, you know, certain, you know, external factors, but they still consider themselves, you know, hooked, you know, on the game, and even though they're not playing as frequently. So we don't want the golf industry or even golf facility operators out there to think that they don't still have those guys. It's just that they're, or women, they're just that they can't play as much right now.
Joe, a lot of courses have tried to come up with new ways to get people coming back or coming out more, whether it's more 9-hole rounds or even 6-hole rounds or something like that. Are the golfers, you know, buying into that, or is the mindset of the golfer still wanting to play 18 as often as possible?
Well, I think that the mindset is changing, and I think there is demand for something less than just an 18-hole, you know, one-size-fits-all golf experience. This isn't the way that I think our society is going. There's always going to be, you know, folks who want to play 18 or even more holes, you know, as often as possible. But there are others who are still very, you know, involved and committed to the game, who don't want to play that full 18 holes. So, you know, operators need to make it very easy. Our golf facility managers need to make it easy for people who want to do that, and it will help their business if they do.
Joe Bettitz, the president of the National Golf Foundation. Joe, I know your focus is on the United States, but you do also take a world view because we are a world game. Are you seeing some of these trends here in the U.S. elsewhere outside of the country, or are we lagging behind some of the trends? What's that picture look like?
Well, golf in Europe is kind of trails the U.S. a little bit. In other words, what's happening here begins to happen a little bit later over there. And so they're suffering kind of some of the same problem. You're going to experience some of the same downward pressures. You know, the economic woes in Europe are worse than ours right now, for sure. And that's certainly affecting, you know, golf play as well as the development of new courses. You know, now, on the other hand, the entire Asia-Pacific region is really doing quite well, and there's lots of golf courses being built. So I think we're tracking close to 650 golf course development projects outside the United States right now, where they're either in construction or they're in planning or they're under construction. You know, whereas we only have a few dozen right now in the United States in that same category. So most of the development of the game and the sport over the next 5 to 10 years will be off, you know, outside the United States, not in.
Yeah. Joe, love talking to you. Wish we had more time, but come back and see us again. The invitation's always out there.
Gentlemen, have a great one for Memorial Day, and let's all remember why we're celebrating this weekend, and take our hats off to the troops and pray for their quick and safe return to the United States.
And thank you for saying that. Dr. Joe Bettitz, President, CEO, National Golf Foundation, today on Tee to Green.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5-cent fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action.
It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLure1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLure1.com.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
This segment of Tea to Green brought to you in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region for 100 years. Started in 1912, that's a century of serving families with dignity and heritage. Stop by for your free personal planning guide at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs, or call them if you're out of the area at 719-471-9900. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff. Jerry's here to take us on tour.
Got the Senior PGA Championship going up in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Great part of Michigan at Harbor Shores up there. Everybody out there, raise your hand if you know who Roger Chapman is.
I don't see any hands
going
up.
That's what I thought. Yeah, he's an Englishman. That's probably why. He shot a 64 yesterday. He's at minus 14, five better than the field. John Cook at minus 9, the closest chasers, Steve Pate, Hale Irwin, and Joel Edwards also trailing. Coverage at that one, 3 o'clock Eastern NBC. At the same time on CBS, you can catch the final of the Colonial in Fort Worth. Jason Duffner putting in a bid for Player of the Year here.
Yeah.
He's at minus 15, one ahead of Zach Johnson. They're seven ahead of the rest of the field, so pretty much match play almost with Duffner one up so far. Tom Gillis and Bo Van Pelt, the next two people behind. And Luke Donald, two shots ahead of Justin Rose, entering the final round of the BMW PGA at Virginia Water, England, on the apparently not-so-good greens, according to course designer Ernie Els.
I want to thank our guest, Joe Bettitz, from the National Golf Foundation, nationalgolffoundation.com, to find out more information there. And also to Mr. 55, Rian Gibson, for joining us today on Tee to Green. And if we got Sammy Hagar, we'll bring him back.
Not only could Rian drive 55, he can chip and putt 55 also.
He'll be driving a little faster than that at Indianapolis today. Enjoy.
If you're a race fan, today is your day. Monaco, Indy, and Charlotte.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
There you go.
And thank you for joining us today here on Tee to Green. For Jerry, I'm Jay. And for Scott back at our studios, till next time, hit them long, hit them straight.